KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201 DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
Sharon Van Etten's made a series of impressive solo records dating back to her debut, Because I Was in Love. But for her latest album, the backing band became the band, period. They're called The Attachment Theory. It's the most collaborative record Van Etten's made, and it started out by doing something she almost never does, jamming in the studio.
It happened pretty naturally. I call it a bit of a sonic trust fall with this group of people that I've been working with.
Coming up, Sharon and Debra Hoff will talk about making a record as a proper band. And we'll hear about the moment Sharon first asked for help writing lyrics.
I handed it over to Debra to see her thoughts.
Sitting on a couch much like this, sitting with ourselves together, yeah. With a notepad in between us, yeah.
It's Sharon Van Etten and The Attachment Theory. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe. Man, these live performances are great. They're up in just a few minutes after Nina Cherry.
Find some time to be someone, like a valentine for a lonely soul. You can treat me like a fool. Hey, 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 hey.
Some love brings me down. Something that I did, is it something that I got in my head? Laying in my bed, it's so real, 'cause I know what I feel. But together we stand, and together we lay.
That's how I live
tomorrow and today.
Listen to the voice of experience. Stop the beat, listen to the melody.
Round and round and round and round. Yeah, I know what I got to feel. A feeling of love knocking at my door. First it was 50 and then there was more. What a bore, then there was none. Now there's one, 'cause I'm a lucky one. Feelings of love, I got feelings of affection. Come on and give it to me, give it with protection. There's no time for we out of luck, the law says we can't talk about it. Education for the people, y'all.
Yeah. Parents and teachers get together, get cool. Children need to learn about sex in school. Children need to learn about sex in school. You think they don't do it? Don't get fooled.
Yeah.
Welcome one, welcome all. It's Kaleo. This is World Cafe. It started with jamming. Looking back through the history of rock and roll, safe to say jamming played a huge part of some seminal albums. However, when it came to one of the best singer-songwriters of recent memory, spontaneous and extended riffage was not part of their musical vocabulary. But Sharon Van Etten wanted to jam with her bandmates on this particular day, and it opened the door to a brand new project. Enter Sharon Van Etten and the Attachment Theory, featuring longtime collaborators Devra Hoff, Tini Lieberson, and Jorge Balbi. Coming up, Sharon and Devra join me to talk about taking a sonic trust fall and working collaboratively. Our session gets underway from the stage of World Cafe Live in Philadelphia. Here's Sharon Van Etten and the Attachment Theory, Afterlife.
Thank you.
recorded live for World Cafe. It's Sharon Van Etten and the Attachment Theory with the performance of Afterlife. It's from their new self-titled album. The band features Sharon Van Etten, Devra Hoff, Jorge Balbi, and Tini Lieverson. Sharon Van Etten and Devra Hoff are my guests today. I'm Kaleo. It's World Cafe. Thank you both so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's a record built around collaboration. I believe the combination of words total collaboration came up a few times. Why did you want to make a record like this?
It happened pretty naturally. I call it a bit of a sonic trust fall with this group of people that I've been working with. And it stemmed from us reconnecting after COVID, because the last record we've been going about this all wrong. We had recorded and all, you know, from afar. And so we didn't even get to be in the same room while we were making that record. So preparing for that tour, I thought it'd be a good idea to reconnect as people and be in one place. And instead of going to like a rehearsal space, rent a house where we could all be together. There was a detached studio where we could work in the round and communicate and make eye contact together. Yeah. And it was a bit of a literal band camp. So we walked through the songs together. We talked about how to translate the album to the live stage, but we also had breakfast, lunch, and dinner together. We sat around the table together. We had conversations about where we were in each other's lives and what was going on beyond the music. Mm-hmm. And I felt like we just reconnected in a way you wouldn't if it was just work. And by the end of the week, we had gotten through all the songs from the record and some of the older material that we were incorporating into that. And I just loved all of the sounds that we were getting and the palette that I think over the last few years that Dev, Jorge, and I specifically were honing. And Tini was the newest member coming in to learn these songs. That all of a sudden, I was like, this is my dream band. This is my dream sound. This sonic scape is everything I've ever wanted to do. And I asked if they would just want to jam for a minute because we had a couple extra hours at the end of the week.
Which I heard is something you don't necessarily like to do.
I admit, I just don't.
You just don't jam.
I do not.
Okay.
I hesitate to even say that word because it can have negative connotations.
There are some associations
like,
with
I do
it.
Not want to be like pictured as the person in the corner that's the last one to leave the party with a guitar. You know what I mean? And no offense, but I wanted to see what would happen because I was very moved by what we were doing. And as soon as we started playing, we wrote two songs without forcing it, thinking about it. It happened very naturally. And, you know, our engineer, Dan, just got those two demos. I went home with those two demos, and I remember telling my husband that I think creatively this is something that I needed to do to, like, learn how to let go in this other way creatively and bringing people in.
Yeah.
And so that's how it started.
When it comes to sort of that creative process of everyone just enjoying the space and you saying, I want more of this, why do you think it hadn't happened earlier? Because I know that, you know, you've been like, you're very comfortable taking the lead when it comes to lyrics, music, where you want to go with something like this.
Well, it's funny. I think as I'm learning how to talk about it, you know, I'm constantly self-analyzing myself as I learn to speak to people about my history and why this is so different and why it's a big deal for me.
Yeah.
You know, my music came from a time where I wasn't allowed to play, you know, like that first big boyfriend that I left home and I met, like I wasn't allowed to play. So every time I did it, it was in secret. It would be when he left town or when he wasn't home. And I think over the years, I developed this like protective feeling of my process of like, no one can touch this.
Yeah.
And it stemmed and I've grown from it. And I've, you know, obviously I needed that time to like sit in the womb a bit, or cocoon, one of those metaphors. But, you know, I was trying to figure out, I was like, what am I trying to say? Yeah. Like what? And then also everything I was writing was so personal, and I was trying to just learn how do I write in a way where it's relatable but not so personal where people are only watching me feeling sorry for me. So like as my process grew and developed, it went from being solo to inviting people in to perform with me for the live setting, and then in the studio, and you know, a local studio here in Miner Street. It was like one of the first spots where like I brought people into a space and started to learn how to talk about how to flesh out songs I'd written. But the way that I write lyrics is it's very stream of conscious. It doesn't make sense from the get-go. And I'm pulling threads until like, oh, here's a sound, here's a word, here's a phrase, but the melody kind of brings out the phrases. So that's also an insecurity of mine to have people listen in on that part of the process. But again, I, for the first time, felt that I was protected in this way and not judged, protected, supported. Not that I wasn't before, but wherever I'm at in my life right now, I don't mean to do the cross. Yeah,
video's getting a very different interview than radio today.
Sorry. But I was feeling very protected by a group of people, and I was ready for it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what took so long to explain.
I think it's very beautifully said, and I completely get sort of having to, because when you experience something new like that, you're almost like, where was the magic? Where did it end? So like unpacking that can take some time and some work. So like, I'm so stoked you found your people though, first and foremost. How was the experience for you? So out in the desert, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Valley. How was that for you?
It was great. It's so creatively, it was such a fertile time for us. It was really fun. Like we tend to work hard. We all like to work hard. We all just love playing music. Nobody's like, oh, I'm done. Can we just go? You know, we're like, let's go back in, you know, and we'd have to remind ourselves to stop and get food sometimes.
oh, no.
You know, or we'd go back out at night and keep writing. You know, whoever felt it, you know, whoever had the energy. And so it just felt really exciting. Like it's nice to just be able to be in that space with people and like kind of keep that energy, because it's hard to turn on and off. I think creative energy is hard to just be like, it's not a switch. It's like, it's either on or it's off, kind of in larger chunks of time.
Yeah. You're listening to World Cafe. The new album is Sharon Van Etten and the Attachment Theory. I'm talking with Sharon and Dever from the band. The new album is out now. So one of the songs that you tracked at that first sort of fertile ground for inspiration, I Can't Imagine, holy banger. And the bass line just blows my mind. Like, it's so dope. Let's listen to a live performance of I Can't Imagine from the stage at Sharon Van Etten and the Attachment Theory.
Thank you.
Recorded live in Philadelphia, it's Sharon Van Etten and the Attachment Theory, a performance of I Can't Imagine. It's from the new self-titled album, which is available now. I am joined by Sharon Van Etten, Deborah Hoff from the band. I am Kaleo. It is World Cafe. So, the Attachment Theory. I normally don't like asking about where band names come from, but when something is born out of this, I'm curious, was this a unified decision? Who brought the band name to the table?
I think I found that name, and it, you know, we had a very long list of names and we kept going back and forth. We had so many group threads. We had this Excel doc going with like who was voting for what.
So this is serious business.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite defining. And I acknowledge that, you know, I'm defining a group of people. And so like one of the, there was something about it to me that just like, it felt familial. Mm-hmm. And but also tough, but also abstract all at the same time. And I also, with my interest in psychology, I just thought I always have to do a little bit of a joke in there. But I know that everyone doesn't want to talk about their attachment styles. And so we've made an agreement as a band that we don't have to talk about that. But for me, the idea of attachment theory is that I think it's pretty remarkable that we all geographically come from different places. Also, our experiences are very different. Who we are, our families, and just everywhere we come from is very different. But we somehow found each other and came together and clicked in this way to make something so beautiful. And I think that's a really special thing. But also, when you go on the road, you become each other's chosen family. And you create these sibling-like dynamics. And there's a different chemistry between each person. You're also going through a very intense like journey. And it's not all roses. You know, it's not all like the best show of your life every day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's like, you're like, that's only for like 2 hours of the day. And you're traveling the world. And it's a really hard time to be an artist. Yeah. So take all those things into account. We all love each other so much. And it's what we're doing is very complex. And so I just felt like that name embodied all of that. And I also just, I wanted to honor them while also giving them a little bit of like a wink while acknowledging them as my family.
Mm-hmm. Were you a fan?
Yeah, I like the name. I think it's I think a lot of good band names have a kind of play on words. Sure. And you can find different meanings in that, like Sharon is just alluding, and I think that's fun for me. You know, and I think there's a bit, I think it also is like, what is this? Which I like. You know, it's not like Sharon Van Etten and the Dodos. It's like, it's not like so obvious it's a band name. At first people are like, what's the attachment theory? Like, what is this? And it made teasing the record fun.
We're talking with Sharon Van Etten and Deborah Hoff. The new album is Sharon Van Etten and the Attachment Theory. It's out now. You're listening to World Cafe. Closing with Something Ain't Right. Do you believe in compassion for enemies? You know, the first time I heard that lyric, I had a lot of thoughts about what that might be about. And if you live on this planet in 2025, that can work on a lot of different levels. And I'm not going to ask you to specifically unpack it, but I kind of want to know what the origin, what stream of consciousness sort of triggered that and what you wanted to say with this song?
Well, good ear on that song. Talking about opening up and trying new things. This is the first time that I asked for help lyrically, because I was starting to write some of the lyrics and I had an idea of like where it was headed, but I kept running lyrics by Deborah because her lyrics are so incredible and she's just so articulate. And so I was like, can you help me with this? Like, how do you feel? And she put this beautiful spin on it. Cause like this song is kind of jokey, you mm-hmm. know, like I always have to have a bit of a smirk whenever I'm doing something just to like get me through the day. but you know, especially under these times right now, it's like, you just kind of have to power through. So, the joke was like something something's not quite right here, right? Mm. Like, am I the only one?
No.
If that feels this way. And so I handed it over to Deborah to see her thoughts.
Sitting on a couch much like this. I think we're sitting about this close together with a notepad in between us. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So where did who came for the line about the compassion for enemies?
I mean, it was interesting because we talked about it a lot and we got pretty deep philosophically talking about it. Because it's unavoidable to have conflict. Mm-hmm. And it's how far you're going to take that, I think, partially.
It's really hard to go, like, I got to turn the other cheek or I have to, like, extend an olive branch. And so, you know, that it just made me ask a question of myself when I heard that. So,
yeah, especially if, like, you feel like the other side isn't doing, you know, or somebody else
has no interest in doing that either.
I think that becomes the question.
But it's also like, who are you? You know, it's like, who am I? And what do I want to represent outside of like what somebody else's actions are? Like, I don't want to change who I am because of what somebody else is doing. But that's difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's an ethic. It's that I think we share. That I believe in. And you know, I have a group of friends that I met through Sharon that are Sharon stands, bunch of, you know, and they'll sign letters, love more,
yeah,
you know, relating to Sharon's talk, I'm going to cry. But that's an ethic.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing. Let's take a listen to a live recording. Something Ain't Right. It's Sharon Van Etten and The Attachment Theory on World Cafe. From the stage of World Cafe Live in Philadelphia, it's Sharon Van Etten and the Attachment Theory. Something Ain't Right from the self-titled album, which is available now. Sharon, Deborah, congratulations on the album. Thank you both so much for being here, and I can't wait to hear what's next.
Thank you so much. We love y'all, and we appreciate your support for many years.
Got it. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Thanks again to Deborah Hoff and Sharon Van Etten. Sharon Van Etten and the Attachment Theory, their debut self-titled album is available now. Hat tip to our senior producer, Kimberly Junod, for her work on the session. Back into music with Low Moon, it's Dream Never Dies.
Taking roads, we don't know, on our own, locking eyes, hope the tree never dies. Hope we make it out
Leon Bridges from his latest studio album, Leon. The song is called Peaceful Place. Out on tour this summer with another Texas gentleman, Charlie Crockett. Stay close. New music from Mount Joy is next on World Cafe.
Oh,
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Mountjoy have a new album, their fourth, due out in May. It's called Hope We Have Fun. Good philosophy for life, if you ask me. Like I said, due out in May. Here's a single from it called Coyote.
Get lost before we turn to dust. This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor. Featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
Forever by my side. Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.